I'm at the Clovis Police Department. I'm not here to pay a traffic fine, and I'm not locked up in a cell.
Probation 123, 1098.
I'm climbing into a mine-resistant military vehicle that looks like a cross between a tank and a Hummer. This 4x4 diesel-powered, three-door, blast-resistant armored vehicle is designed for transporting troops.
You'll hear 9 clicks when I turn the ignition to the AC position, where it's doing a self-check system all the way through.
That's Clovis PD Sergeant James Bolt. He's one of the few trained to use the enormous machine.
And that's it, and it's ready to fire up, but first I'm going to pop that back hatch.
Now, Clovis is known for its cowboys, rodeos, and its cute downtown, not for its military equipment. But sightings of this giant, impenetrable human mover have gained some attention. One guy spotted the mine-resistant protected vehicle, otherwise known as an MRAP, last November on a popular intersection in Clovis, and posted his experience on YouTube.
That thing's fully decked out with a gunner couple. It's like the shit we deployed to Iraq with.
Clovis PD received the MRAP free of charge through the Department of Defense Excess Property Program last September. The program's motto is, from warfighter to crime fighter. In the past, the department has received sleeping bags, a bomb truck, a few high-end safes, and helmets from the government. Mike Cassida is a captain with the Clovis Police Department.
We don't patrol in it. We don't use it as a show of force, driving around the town. This is something that gets used very infrequently. Hopefully, it's not needed very often.
He says the giant desert tan armored car is going through a demilitarization process. Off come gun mounts and military communication equipment, and on go a new intercom system, a backup camera like you'd see in a Prius, and a fresh coat of black paint.
So I'll go ahead and fire it up.
So far, the MRAP has been used twice. Both cases involve search warrants and people with extremely violent police records. Fresno PD and Clovis PD shared the MRAP and a smaller armored vehicle called a Bearcat. Captain Cassida remembers the first time the MRAP was used on a search warrant on a Fresno County home.
We were able to clear buildings and put ourselves in a position so that officers weren't exposed and everybody came out peacefully because we were able to be right there rather than trying to do it from a bullhorn several hundred yards away.
Stories about armored vehicles like the MRAP have circulated in the media, and in Davis, city officials have told their police department to return their vehicle because of fear of militarization after the protests in Ferguson, Missouri. David Sklansky is a Stanford law professor with a specialty in criminal procedures and policing. He says the use of military-grade equipment by law enforcement has the potential to do more harm than good.
Just going down the street in an MRAP sends a message to the community about who the police are and how they operate, and the message that it sends is that the police are essentially an army.
Others like Mark Kleiman, a UCLA public policy professor, say a change in police culture is needed in order to use military equipment effectively or at all.
Part of the problem is that we're still using militarized training, right? A police academy is modeled on a boot camp. That's not a good way to get people ready to do the actual job of policing.
He says this type of training encourages the use of military-style equipment, even if it isn't needed.
If you got a hostage situation, you probably want a well-trained SWAT team. If you're serving a search warrant because somebody said he smelled some marijuana, you probably don't want to bust in the door. Clovis is not going to have a terrorist incident, I'm sorry, but they want the toys to play with.
But back in the front seat of the MRAP, Clovis Sergeant James Bolt and Captain Cassida admit the MRAP brings out the little boys in them.
Don't get me wrong, I've been a part of SWAT for a lot of years. I did not go into the military, but I've gotten to do a lot of military-type things and play with the big toys, I guess, as you call it. But the truth is when the call comes, it's all business.
And despite the idea that MRAPs are just big toys for law enforcement, the two agree that the armored vehicle is just as valuable a resource as any other motorcycle, horse, or car in their force. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.